You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The first year ever in the long, long history of this show. First year ever that we have not done a first snow bet.
Let's do a second snow bet.
We
haven't done that.
That won't have the same pizzazz. You know what? I guess it just goes along with you. Everybody laughs and rolls their eyes about the year 2020. I guess it shouldn't surprise anyone.
Strikes again, huh?
And I even heard from some listeners who wrote in and said that they were caught off guard also. Because as funny as it may sound, it's not just us. We're not the only ones who do the first snow bet. People have been listening to the show long enough that now they do it with their office or their family members or something like that, and everyone's got caught with their pants down now. So, yeah,
which isn't good because it's cold out right now.
Very cold. So, anyway, yeah, a couple inches here and there. I saw a trace out at the airport as of last night.
You know, I'm closer to the foothills, so I don't know. We probably got 4 to 5 inches, I think, at the house. Nothing on the streets.
Just wet,
that's
right?
The thing. So. Yeah, everything's been so warm, it's just hitting and melting on the streets, which is great. You know.
Yeah, and it'll fly back up to around 80 by this weekend. Pretty typical. So
yeah,
got that going on. I was looking at an interesting story that we might talk about later. They surveyed people about whether or not the summer of 2020 was the worst summer ever, and surprisingly, based on, you know, what we're fed by the media and social media, the vast majority of Americans said, no, this was not the worst summer ever. And that makes me feel better because I've felt a little guilty that I've really enjoyed the summer a lot. Now, granted, there were setbacks and drawbacks. I was sad to see, you know, the heartbreak caused by COVID-19. And I was sad that I didn't get to see my family because we were all going to get together. Couple of different, and some friends that were going to fly out and hang out. So I'm sad about that. But overall, man, the whole low key thing really appeals to
it's
my
kind of nice, yeah,
inner nerd and my introvert of me. As I kind of liked it. How about you?
We felt a little cooped up at times. It's when you're footloose and fancy free like yourself, Dom. But when you got some kiddos around the house, it was a little trying this summer. It was a little trying. Felt a little cooped up.
Would you call
up.
It the worst summer ever?
Not the worst summer ever, though. We made it through. It's up there, though. I mean, we had other things going on this summer. A lot of expenses and things that broke. And say that new furnace last night, with it kicked on, that baby's working real nice.
Worth the investment.
Yeah, so in general, it wasn't the greatest summer for us, but look at some stuff that's happened in the past in history, and people have had it pretty bad sometimes. So, I will say, since the kiddos went back yesterday, I do want to tell you about our daily decontamination process from school now that we're going through every single day, just trying to avoid getting the Rona and keeping it out of the house. We're making the kids, as they come home from school, they got to take their shoes off in the garage, take their bags, their backpacks, leave them in the garage, and their lunch boxes. And then I proceed to hose them all down, not the kids, but those things, with Lysol. I'm just hosing their bags, their lunch boxes, their shoes, all that off. And then as they go into the house, we have a little basket in there now. We have two baskets, one for new masks and one for old masks. So they've got to deposit their old masks into the little basket so they can get washed. And then we make them shower right away. Like, it's like right in, 3:30 in the afternoon, your kiddos are getting the shower. We're trying our best, man, because, I mean, we're putting them at ground zero now at school. And you know, if you're a parent, those kiddos come home with everything, even when it's not COVID time. So we're going to try our best to avoid anything coming into the house.
And then they cough one time and everything's wrecked.
So. Yeah, it sucked. It was little Lila's first day of kindergarten yesterday, and her teacher was out sick because she has a kiddo that was not feeling good. So then, in turn, the teacher had to stay home. So little Lila didn't even get her teacher on the first day of school. Kind of sucks.
What did they report on the first day of school? Did they... Was it... What was it like being socially distanced at school?
They were happy as can be. They said everything went great. They had recess time, which allowed them to pull their masks down, I guess, and take a little breather. And from the sound of it, they actually like having lunch in the classroom versus going to a cafeteria full of a bunch of rowdy kids. Mm-hmm. They actually park you in your classroom now, and you have to have lunch there, which I think is probably a little more beneficial because then they can focus on their lunch versus playing grab ass or something, you know.
What about, like, is there cafeteria food at the school?
Yeah, so they can still get hot lunch. What they do is they put the order in at the beginning of the school day. They shoot it down to the cafeteria, and then the lunch ladies come around on with a cart, and they wheel around hot lunch to all the classrooms. And Reed was actually asking me last night. He's like, can I have hot lunch tomorrow because it's pizza day? I was like,
yeah,
buddy, you can have pizza day. No problem.
That's funny. That's like hotel room service at the school.
I know. So I was like, this is kind of cool, actually. It doesn't sound that
jealous.
Bad. I know. So, yeah, they had a good day. They had a good day. But, man, our afternoons are kind of crappy when they come home because of all the cleaning.
I keep thinking of some of those science fiction movies where, you know, people have to go through decontamination processes once they, you know, get back inside the spaceship or something like that. That's kind of what it
sounds
like.
I feel like I should
like.
Have, like, a like plastic shower curtains hanging from the garage, and we put them in there and hose them down with something, and they stand in a kiddie pool while you hose them down. We're not going too crazy.
Well, let me ask you this. How long do you think it'll take before you start getting a little lax with all of that? It's only human nature, isn't it?
Sure, maybe 2-3 weeks in. But right now, we're all about it.
I'm just wondering because, I mean, I even think of the way that we were at the beginning of this pandemic. And, you know, we would get back from the grocery store and wipe down everything.
Wipe your cans down, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing all that, and that's just not happening.
I know.
I mean, we're wearing our masks and doing stuff like that, but we're just not. I think it's because some of the research is showing that a lot of that stuff doesn't transmit anything. There was just something out this morning. Maybe we'll talk about it in our trending report about how a new study says that food packaging and food and stuff like that is not a good transmission route. And so.
Correct.
It kind of makes people feel a little bit safer, I guess.
I don't know. We'll probably keep doing it for a while, especially if we want to have, you know, Thanksgiving with the fam. Maybe we'll be doing this into November. Right now, though, cleanest kids on the block, Dom. Cleanest kids.
And pizza day.